that time of year again, time to slather on the sunscreen. But how do you know which sunscreen is best for you? And how in the world are you supposed to figure out those confusing sunscreen labels? Well, the FDA is coming to the rescue with some new regulations for manufacturers and some new info for you, the consumer.
Joining us live to talk about all this, Maggie Fox, National Journal's Managing Editor for Technology and Healthcare. So, Maggie, what are the changes here?
Well, they're pretty unprecedented for the FDA. They are telling sunscreen makers not only what they can say, but what they can't say. And for the first time, they're going to require sunscreens that don't meet minimum standards to carry a warning label saying they don't prevent skin cancer or aging of the skin. The new regulations basically require sunscreens to be broad spectrum if they're going to carry a label saying that they can protect against skin cancer and aging. That means that they have to protect against not only ultraviolet A rays, but ultraviolet B rays. These sunscreens are going to have to provide an SPF, which everyone's familiar with, the sun protection factor, of at least 15. But they also have to provide a certain minimum of protection against UVA rays as well. They are also, the FDA, requiring the makers of sunscreens to change their labels. They can't claim to be waterproof or sweatproof anymore. The FDA called those exaggerations. Now each product will have to say how long it stays on the skin before having to be reapplied, and that can be as short a time period as 2 hours.
Explain why it's important to protect both against ultraviolet A and B rays.
Well, this is research that's been building up over years. Ultraviolet B rays are the ones that turn your skin red, give you sunburn, and cause the most obvious and immediate damage. The UVA rays are much more subtle, but these are the ones that actually cause skin cancer and the eventual wrinkling of your skin. Early sunscreens didn't protect against UVA because scientists didn't understand the role that they played in damaging the skin, but now it's clear that they are very important.
Well, summer is practically here. The sunscreen now is already on the shelf, the stuff that we're going to be using this summer. So these changes will go into effect how soon?
Over a period of years, as do most government regulations, the FDA is giving the manufacturers time to catch up, and it's staggered depending on how big a maker you are. Some of the smaller companies have up to 2 years to do this.
Now, there are some different ingredients used in sunscreens. Is the FDA taking a look at that as well?
They did take a look, and they've all been used for a long time, and those are understood, and the makers aren't being required to change those. They all work pretty much the same. What the FDA wants the makers to do is let you know how well the product works, and you don't have to worry about the ingredients.
Did they make any recommendations for what we should do in the meantime in terms of SPF, in terms of some of the promises that are on the labels right now?
Well, one of the immediate things you can look at is what the SPF is. It's got to be at least 15. If it's anything under 15, it's not going to provide you much protection. And there's some up there that have just amazing claims of SPFs of over 50, and the FDA advises you that really anything over 50, it's not adding that much.
Maggie, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Maggie Fox, National Journal's Managing Editor for Technology and Healthcare.